Welcome to the Female Fight Experience, the podcast where we share stories to inspire female Muay Thai fighters at all levels to jump in the ring. Brought to you by your hosts, Smokin' Joe Coverdale, and me, Bridget Tuckrai. All right, on the podcast today, we've got fighting out of Naxu Muay Thai in Cairns. Welcome to the podcast, Tandia Singleton. How are you today, Tandia?
Yeah, good. Yourself?
Yeah, really good.
A bit nervous?
Yeah, don't be nervous. Joe doesn't bite. I do, but no. no, don't be nervous. Hey, what you made our job really hard because we like to do a bit of research before these podcasts, and you just conveniently had your Facebook and Instagram all hacked before, like the week before we recorded. So what happened there?
Oh, I do not even know what happened. Hey, I was just like, I don't know what happened. And then I just like, stuff it. I'll just, do new ones.
Make a new one. Yeah. I think that's the sign that you've really made it when your socials are getting hacked. So.
Yeah. It sucks. And I lost all my pictures and stuff. And I'm like, far out.
Oh, no. Yeah, no good. Yeah. Hey, why don't you tell us your story, Tandia? How did you get into the sport?
So I was with my old gym back in Caranda. So I was with Daniel Grant, and he started a gym in Caranda, and my friend introduced me to the scene, and I just liked the fitness part of it, and I was like, oh, yeah, maybe I'll give it a go just for fitness. And then I did it, and then I probably would have trained for like 6 months and had my first fight, and then since then I just kept going and never stopped.
Do you remember when you started, what it was like walking into the gym and taking on that first session and how you felt during it?
Well, it was like in a small area, like because it was like based at a old school, and it was like we was training like underneath a old tuck shop, so it was just a big concrete area, and like people was just coming just to try it, and I thought, maybe give it a go, and we just been training out of just like on flat concrete and just like thin mats and stuff, and then just did it.
That's awesome. So that's up near Cairns, is it? You say Candua?
In Caranda, so Caranda's like maybe like 30 minutes up the mountain.
Yep.
Of the mountain. And it's just full of rainforest. It's really nice up here.
Pretty ballsy move. Starting up Muay Thai up there where there is obviously like a very big population of people to come and give it a go.
Because in Caranda it's like only population of maybe 5,000. Oh, there's not much here.
Yeah.
I think it was just more fitness based thing.
Yep. It's like a recreational thing for people to do.
Yeah.
Probably weren't really thinking about building up a fight team or anything like that up there.
No, not really, So, just...
So when did you make the decision to start competing?
Well, because my cousin used to do it, and I was watching him do it, and I was like, it looks all right, and then started doing it, and I just found it really fun and good for weight loss, and then I thought, maybe I'll give the fighting a go just to say that I did it. And then I had my first fight. I'm like, this is pretty good. I'll try and do it again. And then since then, like that was maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and I never stopped doing it.
What was it about it for you, Tandia? Because like we find a lot of people do that. They join for a bit of fitness or a bit of weight loss. But can you describe what it was that the sport gave you that made you want to keep leveling up and doing more?
The movement of the sport, like just the kicking and the punching, like I'm weird like that. But just like learning more things and the more tricks and stuff, and like just kept wanting me to go back in the fitness stuff. And because I wore my weight, like I was pretty heavy, I was like 67, and when I was doing it, I was losing weight and dropping weight like nothing. And I was like, oh yeah, this is pretty good. I just want to keep doing it and keep fit. So it was, yeah,
gave you a good reason to have a healthy lifestyle, I suppose.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I love the fitness side of stuff, so I've always been into all that. So it's good. Yeah, yeah. A challenge.
Did you have to travel for the first fight that you had? Was it within another gym, or was it on like an amateur show? How did it work up there?
Yeah, so my first fight was down in Cairns, so it was on Corey's show on Explosive. So he had an amateur show, and I thought, oh yeah, I'll just jump in. And yeah, like the fight was it was pretty hectic. Like my first fight, as I didn't expect any of it, and I felt this adrenaline rush. I was like, what the hell is this? I haven't felt this before. And yeah, and I did it. I was like, oh, is that what it's all about? Because I just thought, like, if you're getting punched in the face, I thought it was a really big thing, like, oh, shit. But it wasn't too bad, actually. And then I was like, oh, I didn't feel that much, but, you know, it was good.
That's it. So you didn't really feel it much when you're in the ring, right? Like, that adrenaline sort of takes over.
No. Yeah, that's true. Like, it's just more like the aftermath, hey? Like, after all that adrenaline calmed down, you're like, oh, what happened there? But
how did the training look for you? You said before that you were training on underneath the tuck shop and all that kind of stuff. Like, were you all just in sparring together to get ready for it, or was it mainly just with your coach up there?
Yeah, so there was probably 3 or 4 of us that maybe like 3 of us wanted to jump in and do the fighting. Mm-hmm. And so, underneath the old tuck shop, we used to do like heaps of stuff, just pad work, a lot of sparring. And there was a field beside it. So we used to do sparring, clinching, heavy sparring, clinching on the field, on the grass and on thin mats. And so we was a bit scared of sweeping each other because it's just all concrete underneath. But yeah, it was pretty hectic. A lot of conditioning. Just hard training. And just heaps of hills here as well, like doing heaps of running, 5Ks and sprints, which was really hard. Hill sprints is death, I think.
Definitely would have helped you lose that weight. So did you go from the amateur stuff into fighting without pads and moving into the more professional kind of thing?
So I did my 10 amateur fights with Black Dog, my old coach, and then I decided to move down to Nuxu. And after my fight with Cassie, I thought, I wanted to fight again, but another amateur fight. And then Boy was like, no, no, you can go pro now. You already had 10 amateur fights. I'm like, oh, all right. And so, like, I was training there, like, because I joined there, like, in December. And then he said, oh, I'll put you in for Destiny in February. And, like, I wasn't really training much because I was still in the air of if I wanted to keep fighting. And then he's like, oh, no, I'll put you in. And it was like 2-3 weeks of training. I was like, what the hell? Are you want me to do a pro fight in 2-3 weeks? All right, then. And, yeah, I had the fight with Corbin on Destiny. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I'll just do it, yeah. My heaviest fight as well. So I was like, oh. So, yeah, everything was, like, a bit scary because it was just first pro. Like, I didn't really train much for it. So, but I just gave it a go anyway.
So what led to that bit of time off training where you said things were just a bit up in the air about if you wanted to continue with fighting? What was kind of in your mind about why?
Oh, just Because I was going through a lot of personal stuff. Like I was going through a breakup and then joining a new gym and just, yeah, like there was a lot of stuff going on in the background. And then I just, yeah. And because, like, it was a new gym and new coach, so it was, yeah, sort of transitioning still into that with the new coach and stuff. But it worked out quite well. I'm glad I did do it because it's, yeah, I just needed that little push. And, yeah, I'm glad I didn't take that time off. Just, yeah, since then, like, I had back-to-back fights and the boy's like, oh, no, you can go again, you can go again. It's like, okay.
He definitely sounds like the coaches that fall into that camp of they just tell you when you're ready and you just do as you're told and you just sometimes don't feel like you're quite ready. But it sounds like you strike me as someone that just says yes, Tandy. Have you ever said no to a fight?
No, I think a couple because there was a fight that boy wanted me to take, and I think it was against Jazzy Barr, and I was like, no, I'm going to die. And then I was like, I said no to that. But, certain ones I do, but sometimes I'm just like, oh, don't be a pussy, just do it.
I love
it. It's a fight, but I mean, a fight's a fight. So.
Yeah. Sort of difference have you noticed in the gym? I'm always interested in when people move from one gym to the other because every gym's got its own culture, right? Like, what was it about the shift that you really noticed that was different and that is working for you, obviously?
The old gym, like, the four, like, fight cams were different compared to Nuxu and just even with the nutrition side, like dieting and the way you should be doing your fight cams, like with Nuxu, like boy likes these fighters to sleep and like hydrate. And then with my old gym, I didn't used to sleep a lot. I just used to relax, listen to music and stuff. And yeah, just that transition and I felt the difference, like, it does, like, with Nuxu, the sleeping and eating was really good and, like, your body feels ready and relaxed and so much better. But I guess people are different too with that stuff. I guess it depends on the individual.
Yeah. So it sounds like there's more focus, though, on that sort of the well-being of the whole fighter, you know, having good nutrition, good sleep, some of those basics to help prepare you for fights. That was sort of more emphasized, yeah?
Yeah, pretty much. And even the training was different. Like, we used to do heaps of conditioning at Black Dog and, heavy, I would say really heavy sparring.
Okay.
And with boy, his training is different as well. Like, that's like 4 hours of training, just hectic. And it was like, oh. So, yeah, the transition was a bit hard just to, get into it. But I think I transitioned pretty well and adapted to it pretty good.
What was that transition like? Like, if you were to describe you as a fighter under your previous gym with your 10 amateur fights to how you describe your fight style now, what's the difference, do you think?
I think before I was really aggressive. Like, well, I probably would say I was Gumby ass. I was really aggressive with my amateur fights, and then going into boys gym is more technical and relaxed, and it was really hard to adapt to that kind of style. But I guess it's good too because it kind of helps me calm down a little bit and just focus on technique instead of being a Gumby person.
What instigated that switch to travel down and start training at Nuxu and moving down there?
I know my technique was off and I felt like I just needed a bit more experience and So I thought, and I did try, like, I did try different gyms out before I went to Nuxu. Like, I did go to DF and then just trying new gyms, like, at that point. And then, yeah, I fell into Nuxu and I, yeah, just a different style of training and technique. And I was like, oh, no, I really want to learn this. And I was open to learning more. And, yeah, I fell into that and transitioned quite well and adapted. Still learning.
So it was purely a move just to benefit your Muay Thai. It wasn't because of work or anything like that.
Just to more, benefit the, to get better.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, more experience. Yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
Have you managed to recruit any friends or family into the sport?
Not really. I don't think they like the spoggazali of them come and watch me. Like, I can't watch you fight. Like, okay, fair enough.
Why not? They don't want to see you get hurt or something. Or what's the?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think so. But I was like, oh, it's good. Like, just come and do it. You might like it.
Yeah.
Good fitness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Have you got any more fights booked in to finish off this year?
So I got a rematch with Melinda in Cairns here. So that's all explosive. Sweet. Yeah, so it should be good. The last one, I just felt like I wasn't 100%, so So I thought I would do the rematch.
What weight's that one at, Tandia?
54.
54, yeah, okay. So you have come down.
And that was a hard part because I didn't make. Yeah, because the last part, like, oh, it's just the girl stuff, you know, like, again. Yeah. And then I was like, shit, I couldn't make weight. And that's the first time in my fight career that I never made weight.
Uh-huh.
So I was a bit, down about it. But, so much time needed off. And then, so I thought I'll give it a go again.
Yeah.
When was that fight? Have you fought since you fought her last, or was she the last person that you kind of jumped in with and getting the rematch straight away?
She was the last. I wanted to get one in between, but just needed that time off. And
yeah.
Even Boy said, no, I'll give you a rest. Like, you need a good rest. Because I had like 7 fights last year and they were all back to back. And
nice.
Yeah, he just kept throwing me in. I was like, okay, maybe it's time for a rest.
So how many fights have you had now? So you had 10 amateurs. How many professional fights have you had now?
8.
Yeah, right. Awesome. And you've fought a number of guests that we've had on this podcast before. So Marina Verissimo, Melinda Dooley, Holly Nguyen. Whit Tuner, I saw Whitney Tuner was one of your opponents too. Have you got, looking back on all the fights that you've done, Tandia, have you got any particular favourites that really stick out in your mind that you really enjoyed?
Oh, all of those fights were really good and good experience, and I never thought I was up to that level. Because when I did go to pro, like, with Boy, I was like, oh, am I even good enough for this stuff? And fighting all the best in Australia, it is an honour. And I just didn't think I was up to that level. And, I think each fight is really good, a good experience.
What do you think now about that? I mean, you're competing in the, with the best in Australia. How is your mindset now about that? Do you still get that sort of self-doubt, or have you been working on that and feel more confident in that space?
Yeah, so since the fight with Melinda, I thought I needed to take that time off for my mental state anyway, because, I was always down. And, just to think that positive mind and stuff. And since then, like, since looking back on that, I was like, oh, yeah, like, I can do this. Like, I am up to that level. And, it's... Yeah, I just needed that, bit of boost.
Yeah.
So that was pretty good, just taking that time off.
Yeah. Yeah, that time off. Yeah, it can be good, isn't it? So you've got this rematch with Melinda Dawley. Are there any other particular fights that you would love to have or anything else that you've got on the horizon for next year?
Well, I'm still up in the air whether to have a break or not, but I just whatever comes, I guess, whatever's next. Just working closely with Boy and just focus on that training side and the positives. So
see what happens.
Yeah, whatever he wants. Yeah. So knowing my luck, he'd probably just throw me in fights. Don't even have a choice.
Keep you working.
pretty much.
What about, have you ever thought about going to Thailand or doing some fighting abroad?
Oh, I would love to. Hey, like, I really want to go to Thailand and at least have one fight there just to say that I did do it. It's on the bucket list, but not sure when. I'm planning to go over. It'd be good.
Yeah, awesome. What about outside of fighting, Tandia? What's what keeps you busy when you're not in a fight camp or at the gym?
Oh, work.
Yeah.
Too busy working.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I do youth work, so that's pretty hectic.
Awesome. Yeah, I imagine it is.
Night shifts work and
so. And night shift, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, heaps of night shifts. So yeah, try to get in that and sleep.
Yep. Yeah, very good. Very good. Yeah, really. All right, well,
life.
Yeah, just between work and fighting, that I imagine that will fill up the majority of your day, yeah?
Oh, yeah. And between the weight cutting as well, oh, my God.
Yeah. Very good. All right, Tandia. Hey, we're just about out of time, but good luck for your fight with Melinda. We'll be making sure that we watch that and just tag us in on any of those fight cards and things when they come out, so we can help promote those for you as well. But just thanks so much for coming on and sharing your story.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Awesome. See ya.
Thank you.
Much respect. See ya. Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us on The Female Fight Experience. If you like what you heard and want more, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. If you could rate and review us while you're there as well, we'd really appreciate that. It helps this podcast get into more ears and hopefully, ultimately, gets you some more fighting opponents. You can find us on Instagram at Female Fight Experience or on email at femalefightexperience@gmail.com. We love hearing your feedback, and any suggestions you have for future interview guests, make sure you send those our way as well. Thank you, and see you next week for more Female Fight Experience.